2202.
Pieces of phloem, or foam, not phloem, pieces of foam float off of the space shuttle. What does it mean? Because finally it is launched. Also, Paul McCartney singing on a New York rooftop. Imagine seeing that. Harry Potter's out, and of course fans go gaga over these midnight releases of the new film. I think it's the final film, too. General McKiernan says he's embarrassed over the removal. He's been removed from his position. We'll explain why. In the U.S. Capitol, police had to shoot and kill a man after a wild chase. And speaking of D.C. and chasing things, there's a chase on to get health care reform and make it a right for every citizen in the United States. But at what cost? President Obama addressed that and says the naysayers need to really examine what they're saying and why they are not for this reform. The bipartisan cooperation has quelled down, and now it's full steam ahead, and let's make this sucker partisan. Just get it passed. Get her done. And it's getting closer to that point, although Blue Dog Democrats are putting up a big stink, and they could hold things up in the House. Why should you care? We'll certainly tell you why. And as I said, the Blue Dogs opposed to this are causing a lot of problems for this health care reform. One of the guys who is shouting from his own rooftop in Utah is Democratic Congressman Jim Matheson. Here's what he had to say about the overall plan.
Well, I think that what we need to do, and it's not necessarily bad news for anyone, it's just part of the process. There are a bunch of us who think that we ought to take a look at health care reform. We know our system has costs growing greater than inflation. Ask any small business owner how their health insurance premiums are going up. They'll tell you costs are going up too fast. So reform is a good idea, but we got to do it in a way that doesn't socialize medicine, doesn't bankrupt our country, and that's my concern about the direction things are going now. And I think we ought to be looking at trying to squeeze savings out of the existing system. You know, the United States of America, as a country, we spend, both in public and private money, about $2.5 trillion a year on health care. I think there's a lot of waste, a lot of inefficiency, and we ought to be attacking that as a way to pay for these reforms instead of taxing. Canada and other countries enforce price controls on pharmaceuticals. I don't believe in price controls. I think market pricing and the market economy is the way to go. But it is not fair right now that United States consumers are paying for the rest of the world when it comes to the research and development for new prescription drugs. We have to be far more aggressive in our trade negotiations with the other countries because I think it's a trade issue. But the notion of price controls, that's a direction I just don't think we ought to go.
All right, so you made some sense in what he was saying. I think he's right. $2.5 trillion, that's a big number, and there has to be waste that can be cut out of that. But the problem, again, is going to be partially the drug companies. And literally, with the way things are chopped up in the United States, you, trying to find that waste and cutting, as we say, is easier said than done. I mean, really. But pushing what is now this 1,000 pages of health care reform down everybody's throats and then saying, wow, let's all celebrate. Damn, we all have health care coverage. This is awesome. I mean, you are covered, baby. Everybody's covered. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to think, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be crippled by these outrageous health care bills, and what am I going to do? And, you know, I get that scenario, and I know how terrible that is, and I know a lot of people sadly have found themselves in that situation. But even some of those people in that situation would tell you they don't want the system changed for some of the reasons that we have mentioned over and over again. In fact, I talked to one woman, gosh, a couple of months ago, and we were talking about the whole health care thing. She lived in a big house with her husband, raised some kids. They all grew up, put them through college, very proud of that, right? So now when it's at the end of the game and it's supposed to be, ooh, golf, relaxation, we worked our butts off, her husband loses his job with a big corporation and comes down with cancer. So they have to sell the house. Luckily, they could sell the house because so many people have struggled with that. They do sell the house. They don't get really the amount they could have gotten for it, but they are forced to basically live in kind of an upscale apartment and pay rent because of his bills. Suddenly he found himself without a job. But yet, this woman still didn't like some of the things that were being discussed. And this was a couple months ago when the conversation, the chatter started to become more of a big buzz out of Washington. She didn't like some of the things that she was hearing because she had a lot of time on her hands and a lot of people were talking about options and health care and all that other sort of stuff. And she was one of the people that is in a situation where he's out of work and they're stuck. So what does that tell you? 800-259-5791. You can always chime in on anything that we're talking about. It happens to be healthcare, obviously, right now. We're going to talk about Sonia Sotomayor coming up in just a minute. But Sam in Montreal, you have the floor. Hello.
Hello, you.
Hello. Everybody's talking about healthcare in the U.S., and you've already told everybody about your version of what you see in Canada. And I think a lot of people in the United States would be disappointed if we had that same healthcare system. They just don't realize it.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like after what you just told me about that gentleman, you know, who had to sell his house. In a way, we're lucky because then we don't have to worry. I'm like, you know, how are we going to, you know, how are we going to pay for a night in the hospital? How are we going to pay for, you know, the med? Okay, I mean, like if you're on medication, you have to pay for that. But I mean, like, how are we going to pay for, you know, a hospital stay and stuff like that? I mean, that we have an advantage over you. Granted, you know, trying to get a room is difficult. But at the same time, once you're in, you don't have to worry about it. You know,
well, and the key to what would be the new healthcare system is timing your illnesses correctly. And you know that's difficult. I mean, let's face it. We can't predict what's going to happen in our life. That's what you're saying. Because if you get a bed, it's great. But if you don't, then you're stuck and you're sick.
Right. It's just like, you know, it's like, you know, people, you know, or people who are waiting for people who are waiting for certain operations, as soon as they get a bed, bingo, they're in. I mean, you know, because where Julie works, a lady was waiting for an operation. She waited for I don't know how many months. As soon as she got it, she left right in the middle of a very important meeting, said, you know, I have to go, you know, because, you know, it was, really serious. And it's, but luckily, she's fine. But still, the idea that she had to wait, and as soon as she had a chance for a bed, it was like, well, can I wait till tomorrow type thing? No, because they'll say, you've been waiting this long. You're waiting till tomorrow. We'll call the next person on the list. You know, that type,
right.
that type of thing. So, you know, in a way we have it good, in a way we don't.
It's a double-edged sword. That's what we're saying.
Right.
You're telling us it's a double-edged sword. It all depends on your timing and what you're sick of, what you have wrong with you. Like, if you have arthritis or something like that, you got to get in the back of a line. You're not going to get treated right away.
Right. Well, what I'm sick of, well, you know, make up on what I'm sick of is, you know, healthcare in Quebec. So, pardon the pun.
kidding. And we'll see. I mean, you know, we're going to be looking to you for advice, buddy, of course, and how to maneuver the system if we all end up in the same boat as you are.
Oh,
as you
good.
Were saying before.
Oh, by the way, a certain bet we made, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
When do I send it?
Oh, where do you send it?
Where I've got the address. I just don't know when.
You send it whenever you're ready, buddy. We are ready to partake.
Yeah, but with all the respect, the address is in Minnesota, and you're in Dallas. How's it going to get
there? Oh, that's right. We talked about that. All right, we'll figure out this riddle on the flip side. Hang on, and I'll let you talk to Donovan. We'll be back with more on America Tonight.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Head to the email in a couple of minutes, americatonight.net. Talking about, as always, a lot of different things because we scatter shoot here. That's the name of the game. Water cooler buzz at its best, we like to think anyway. ATN, that's what it is, from coast to coast and everywhere else in between, even outside the borders. I got a couple of notes the other day from Spain. They're listening in an office in Spain. I'm thinking, wow, I wonder if they're working on their English, or wonder if they have a translator, somebody that knows English pretty well that's telling people if they're listening to it while they're on their computers. So we're talking about healthcare, of course, throughout the show, and ultimately what does that mean to you, to your wallet, to your family, to the kind of healthcare we get, that kind of thing. And it's billed as it's going to be a right, and then everybody in America will have healthcare. But see, it's just like digging deeper. It's just like Sam there. Sam says, well, you know, that's one good thing. The story that you just told, then they would be treated. But you'd be treated if there's a bed. So it's like you're on a waiting list, just like a waiting list for kidneys. And if your illness is timed right, I'm really serious about that, then it's fine. But if not, think of the hospital situations now. It would be just my luck that I would have something that would happen. And I would need it. Like, you think of a knee replacement. When people do something to their knee and they're having a hard time walking, you know what I'm talking about. And you could be young or old, or hip replacements, or any numerous things that people go through. And I heard somebody earlier compare what our health care would be like to what you get at the VA. And it's funny because we've talked about this. The VA, it depends on where the VA is. Now, for me, my husband was in the military. He was in the Navy, and he said San Diego, incredible. healthcare. I mean, top of the line. It's a big military area, and they had just a great facility. They had all kind of innovative things they were doing there. On the other hand, there are other places in the United States where you have people who are wounded, you know, come back, and they're missing a limb, and they're getting rehab, and they're in pain, and whatever the situations are. And they're waiting in a very crowded waiting room for not just an hour, not just like a doctor visit. They're waiting for a long time, or they're trying to get on the phone to get medicine, and they can't get through. Somebody was telling me this the other day about Dallas, because they're changing some rules about reimbursement or whatever, that it looked like they were in line for special rock star tickets. Like I mentioned Paul McCartney on the rooftop, and people were waiting for the Beatles tour that was coming back again. And it was incredibly jammed and took hours and hours and hours and hours. And, of course, part of that is because you think of the military guys who need to be treated and who don't have the money. But if our healthcare system is going to be similar to what the VA has, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the uglier, then no thank you, because how much better is it really, right? Yeah, that's what you got to ask yourself. I want to see the 1,000 pages. Explain it to me. Set it up right so that we can put amendments into it, so we can tinker with it and also protect the small businesses. So the other big thing that I haven't really dove into too much, because we've been talking about it a ton, is Sonia Sotomayor and her responses to the senators asking a whole bunch of different questions. There were some light moments in this next day of the hearing, and here's her little exchange with Senator Tom Coburn.
Do they have a right to personal self-defense? Does the Second Amendment mean something under the 14th Amendment? Does what the Constitution, how they take the Constitution, not how our bright legal minds, but what they think is important, is it okay to defend yourself in your home? If you're under attack, in other words, the general theory is, do I have that right? And I understand if you don't want to answer that because it might influence your position that you might have in a case. And that's a fine answer with me. But those are the kind of things people would like for us to answer and would like to know, not how you would rule or what you're going to rule, but and specifically what you think about it, but just yes or no. Do we have that right?
I know it's difficult to deal with someone as a like a judge who's so sort of whose thinking is so cornered by law.
I know.
Could I
a doctor. I can't quit using doctor terms.
Exactly. That's exactly right. But let me try to address what you're saying in the context that I can, okay? Which is what I have experience with, all right? Which is New York criminal law, because I was a former prosecutor. And I'm talking in very broad terms, but under New York law, if you're being threatened with imminent death or very serious injury, you can use force to repel that. And that would be legal. The question that would come up and does come up before juries and judges is how imminent is the threat? If the threat was in this room, I'm going to come get you, and you go home and get, or I go home, I don't want to suggest I am, by the way. Please, I don't want anybody to misunderstand what I'm trying to say. If I go home, get a gun, come back and shoot you, that may not be legal under New York law, because you would have alternative ways.
You'll have lots
defend.
Of explaining to do.
I'd be in a lot of trouble then. But I couldn't do that under a definition of self-defense.
Okay.
And that's what I was trying to explain in terms of why, in looking at this as a judge, I'm thinking about how that question comes up and how the answer can differ so radically given the hypothetical facts before you.
You know.
All right, so this is kind of how it's gone, where it's, you know, she's really sticking to, I'm a judge, so I can't answer that question. I can't give you a yes or no on abortion, on gun rights. You heard the exchange there, and that's what's been frustrating to a lot of the Republican senators. But we'll just emphasize this. You look at the possibility of a filibuster, it ain't happening. There's no question she is the next Supreme Court justice. So this is just an exercise of what you have to do in vetting out, supposedly, whoever the next Supreme Court justice might be. It's the system. It's the hearings. And this hearing doesn't have anything so far overly salacious, I'll call it. It's not Bork. It's not Roberts. It's not Alito. It's not Clarence-type hearings. So for all the buildup leading into this as to what was going to happen and how she was going to be skewered on an open flame at the Capitol, I don't really think it's happening, because you see how at the end of it, you know, there's like laughter and they move on and you can't give me the yes or no. Well, that's, I'm a judge, and and then it goes the other way. Now, what's interesting is a guy like Arlen Specter has said he's getting a little bit weary of the fact that she's not giving hardcore opinions, those yes or no's, that she wouldn't give a view on abortion, that she wouldn't give a view on gun rights. I mean, it's obvious. If you look at her rulings, where do you think she's going to go on gun rights? Where do you think she's going to go on abortion? So Arlen Specter, part of the old Republican Guard, remember, that jumped to the other team, the Democrats, because he was so furious with what was happening with the Republicans, and he might have wanted to get reelected again. Anyway, he said he is frustrated over the nonspecific answers on a bunch of legal issues and court rulings. You know, specifically saying that, and he asked Sotomayor this during this third day of confirmation hearings. He said, is there anything the Senate or Congress can do if a nominee says one thing seated at that table and does something exactly the opposite once they walk across the street? So, you know, here's the thing. She's not going to give those answers. But I guarantee she'll support abortion rights if you look at rulings. And even, I mean, she just won't say. She's not going to say that. And the same with gun rights. I mean, she's going to step in for Souter, but Souter was somebody who was nominated by Bush 1 and ultimately became the justice and was supposed to be a little bit more conservative, and he was anything but conservative, so she'll take over his role on that court. It's if something else happens on the court when the face of it will change. Hang with us. The Daily Salute next.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
This administration, the entire federal government, has to be clear. We have got to get this done. We're talking about healthcare reform. Yo, yo, everybody. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. So in the Senate, the Health Committee's 1310, pretty much party line vote, pushes forward that $600 billion measure that would require you and I to get health insurance and employers to contribute to the cost. So the Health Committee bill, in a nutshell, I'll say it again, calls for the government to provide financial assistance with premiums and individuals and families making up to four times the federal poverty level. That would be about $88,000 for a family of four. The battle lines are clearly drawn on this one. All right, I said we would do the daily salute, too, and I want to make sure that I jump to that. Bravo, and I hope they're on their feet and ready to clap. The Pentagon actually said no to that ban on war zone smoking, even though that study was out about what it can do and the causes of death, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. But as I said before, if you know anyone who served, sometimes that cigarette is all they have to hold on to. It sounds ridiculous, but it's really not. Killing time and worried that who knows what, when you step around a corner, what's going to happen. Yeah, and smoking's not illegal. It's up to you whether you want to smoke or not. So with troops making the kind of sacrifices they're making, now you're going to take their cigarettes away from them, too? Yeah. And it was the guy that was the head of the Pentagon's Office of Clinical and Program Policy that was pushing this sucker. He was pushing the Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, to adopt the proposals from this study because of the rising tobacco use and the higher cost for the Pentagon and blah, 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 and apart from the Veteran Affairs as the reason for the bans. You know, what happens is a lot of people get their cigarettes, as I said before, at the commissary because they get them at a much better rate. And tobacco use, supposedly, cost the Pentagon $846 million a year in medical care and lost productivity. That's what this study shows. But it would have been, to me, I think, disastrous if they had asked all these guys to, these enlisted people to be, and everybody else, new officers, et cetera, to be tobacco free. Then it was gonna, it would cost them a fortune anyway in the military installations, the ships and the aircrafts, et cetera. They'd have to have those smoke ender programs. It's weird to tout smoking, too, because I'm not a smoker, and I don't want to see people die from lung cancer, secondhand smoke, or any of that. But put yourself in the situation, deploy it again and again and again, and you know the answer. So it is the Daily Salute, shockingly. Don in Wyoming, the house hunter, how you doing?
Hey, Kate, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, what did you say, the house hunter?
Uh-huh.
The hunting is over.
You got it. You just got that view. You just got to nail everything down.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny is that, you know, I remember I told you I lost out on a bid for one house, and then they had the second one that was going up for sale, but they weren't going to let me get the bid in first for it.
Right.
And, you know, and the one that I lost out on has got all the fancy brickwork, and from the outside, you know, like a hot chick looks really good, you know. And the inside, it was okay, right?
Right.
Well, this other house from the outside, it's not, it looks like kind of like an ugly duckling, you know, maybe the not so hot looking chick. But tonight was the night I finally got to go into it. They got the squatters out of there.
Uh-huh.
And Kate, it was a slam dunk on the inside. So
really?
This thing, it's got a vault, a 25 foot vaulted ceiling.
Oh.
In the living room. And it's not, and it was actually, it was kind of a rambler slash, they put a loft on the top floor. And, really nice, you know, what do you call it going up to it? And, you know, a couple of bedrooms, which I'll probably take down one of the walls to make it just one big room. And
right.
A bathroom and a little loft up there, you know, put a television and a couch on. And then you've got the big, you know, living room with the vaulted ceiling, the fireplace and the nook where you can put the television in. And in the kitchen and everything, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, and then of course you got the unfinished basement. So, and this house, can I tell prices on the show?
Do it.
When they built it 2 years ago, it appraised at $408,000, and it's 3,900 square feet. It's a pretty nice sized house. Of course, what would one guy need a house that big? I don't know, but in any case, of course with the market the way it is right now, got it for $240,000.
No. Oh, you got your dream house at a steal.
Oh, and there's a porch in the front, and the porch is facing, you know, Mount Tippinogus and the Utah Lake, and you can see the whole valley from that. And then, of course, when you go upstairs, you've got in that loft, you've got the window view for the whole, you know, what do you call it, panoramic view. So anyway, though, it's quite it was a slam dunk. The minute I saw that vaulted ceiling, I was just like, "Holy cow!" I've got my buddy I told you about up in Idaho. He's got a house like that, and you know, except theirs I think is about 30 foot tall. But he's 6'6" and his wife 6'1", so you know they need a taller roof, right?
No kidding. You got to get pictures. You got to send us pictures. We want to see them.
Oh yeah, we should be closing within a couple of weeks, and the loan's already been approved, and. And then, you know, it, of course, you know, with the squatters living there, it needs a pretty good cleaning job. And my mom's cousin runs a cleaning business, so she's going to get a couple of her girls in there and go to town on it. And
good.
You know, I thought the only thing I want to do to it, other than getting the basement finished, is get the, you know, the front bricked up a little bit better and looking a little bit better. But other than that, boy, the views, you just can't beat it. So,
good for
so I'm
you.
Pretty happy guy right now. So you bet. But anyway, though, by the way, my thought on the health care, just real quick.
Sure.
You know, it's interesting because about, I guess we've got, a little over 300 million people in the country, and they say about 50 million of them are unemployed, so that's one out of every six, is that right?
Right.
I mean, not unemployed, uninsured.
Right.
Okay, and I wonder how many of them are people, as myself, until I was able to, you know, because I was in the military, I was able to use the VA.
Right.
You know, was in a condition to where, because of, you know, their size or whatever, they're not given, you know, they can't get health care, or it would cost extremely amount of money. There's a lot of reasons why those 48 million people are uninsured.
Don't have
it. All of them are not because the system's broke. It's
right.
Because they just don't want to pay it, is what the deal
right.
is.
Right, sure.
You know?
I know people in that situation, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, my best friend's got a wife and 7 kids now, and you know, he's got to pay $1,000 a month for his health care plan, you know, and part, you know, that's just part of life, and
mm-hmm.
you can't have children without health care, and, you know, and it's, but there's other people that have got 3 or 4 kids or whatever that would maybe cost that much or a little bit less, and they just don't want to pay it, you know.
Right.
And so, you know, what you've got is you've got the majority of the country that pays their health, you know, their employers help pay some of it, and they pay the rest, you know, you know 5 out of 6 people have got it, but then the 1 out of 6 don't have it, and when the 1 out of 6 get hurt or have to go to the ER room or whatever,
right, then it goes up.
Then it messes the whole system up.
Yep, that's
and now,
exactly right.
And now Obama is basically saying, oh, we can handle the whole thing and force everyone to have health care. Well, you know, some people are pretty healthy people. I've been in a hospital once in my life. That was when I was a teenager, you know. And, you know, some people take good care of themselves, you know. They don't need to go to a hospital. And maybe there's a chance, you know, there's always that chance you could have an accident.
Sure,
and
sure.
have to be at a hospital, you know. But some people just, in their mind, they just don't want health care. You know, it's not
right.
because they can't afford it. And
right.
for him to come out and say, well, everybody's going to have it now, and the people that do have it have now got to pay more, it just doesn't work that way.
So no, that's the problem.
It's a communist takeover, Kate, I'm telling you. It really is.
I don't think it's going to go through. I think the Blue Dog Dems are going to find a way to block it. It's going to be tight, though, but I think that it's not going to go through. I don't.
Hey, Kate,
it won't.
I'm sorry. We're going to be there Sunday taking some pictures, so I'll get them sent to you. So.
Awesome. Do it, Donna. Okay. Homeowner, Don in Wyoming. Thanks for the call. We move on to Steve, who's listening to us in Dallas. Steve, you're getting that music being pumped out there on the radio?
Well, actually, Kate, I'm not listening to you in Dallas because I can't find you anymore. They've got Thai music on.
I know.
The station
to be on. I know. The station flipped to, this is probably fascinating to people listening to us across America, flipped to Thai music or whatever it is. You're right. That's exactly
what happened.
Well, I
mean, it
could
be Hmong. I don't know. You know,
I don't know what it is. You're right.
But it ain't you. I know.
I know. But there's another station in Dallas that's bigger that's interested, so it could
be. They are going to pick you up, right?
Yeah, it could be a blessing in disguise.
I mean, we're having to sleep at night now. This is driving me crazy. You know, have you noticed how your last caller is a perfect example? People say health care now when they mean health insurance.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, but you heard what he said. He doesn't want it, and he gave great examples of how it's that 40 million is not a correct number. Some of those are people who are here illegally, so then you get into that whole thing. And a lot of people, he's right, don't want it. And then other people don't want to pick up the tab for others, et cetera.
They don't want health insurance.
Right, health
insurance.
You know,
I mean, they've just completely changed the meaning of words. I mean, that is what it's like 1984. They just changed the meaning of words. Now I've been unemployed for 3 or 4 years. I quit a perfectly good job thinking I was able to go back to teaching, and now I can't get a teaching job. But, I'm scraping by, but I'm paying $1,000 a month. I'm paying $850 a month for insurance that I never use because I've got an $8,000 deductible.
Oh, yeah, you explained that to us. You were talking to us about that the other day. Yeah, and that's just one of the many problems of what we're talking about. Steve, hang in there.
I've known many people.
Yeah, I know.
When I was a teacher, one of the vice principals who made twice what I did said, oh, I can't afford it. He just didn't cover it.
I know. It's ridiculous. All right, Steve, take care. Coming up next, more calls here on America Tonight.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
Well, they did it, and they had to, I think. 800 Canadian geese around New York City, around the two airports, have been trapped and euthanized. Remember, we talked about it on the show. They're trying to reduce, of course, the bird strikes that led, for one, that plane, Captain the Hero Sully, landing in the Hudson River last winter. So the birds were basically culled from 15 sites within 5 miles of LaGuardia and Kennedy airports, and that's the deal. They euthanized them, so that was the idea. They were going to kill 2,000 geese within weeks is what they were hoping, so to avoid having anything happen again like happened with that U.S. Airways flight 1549 that was on remember January 15th when that happened. I was away. I turned on the tube and saw that, and I was stunned. I remember somebody had a camera phone, and they caught that plane landing. You've seen that footage. It's crazy to look at that. Speaking of New York, let's head to New York and Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hey, hon. I was listening to the show. It was great callers. And really quick, congratulations, Don. I'm glad you got the house that you wanted. I'm going to do that someday soon, probably move to Connecticut because New York has fallen apart with the taxes and the dysfunctional government. I did want to mention, last night you said I could talk about Iran, but before I do, I woke up at 10:30 this morning because I work late nights, and I flicked on and I watched the Senator Coburn, who I think is fantastic, when he asked Sotomayor about the Second Amendment. But remember, before the Heller versus D.C. decision, if your caller's not familiar, that basically the Supreme Court said the Second Amendment confers an individual right to keep and bear arms.
Right.
Before that decision was made, I called you and I said to you, how come if there's a right to an abortion and privacy that they made out of whole cloth from the eminence of a penumbra, one of the justices made that up in Roe versus Wade. I said to you, if that right's in the Constitution and it's settled law, I said, and it's not actually written there, but the Second Amendment is written, how come it's not accepted as such? And I almost fell out of bed because Coburn was asking the same thing that I asked you last year. It was absolutely amazing. But she danced around that answer.
We played it on the air, yes. Yes. We heard it, yeah.
You know, and if you listen to it again, what Coburn asked her, is the amendment incorporated into, as far as the states? Now, incorporation simply means that does it apply to the states? Are the states free to regulate guns or abortion or anything else? She didn't answer that. The Second Circuit, which she was on, said no. But the Ninth Circuit, in a recent case, Nordyke versus whatever it was, they shut down gun shows at Orange County Fairground. But they said that the Second Amendment was incorporated. So there will be a Supreme Court challenge. And if, as you say, she'll be nominated, she'll have to recuse herself. But Coburn was trying to basically ask, because he knew that she came from New York, where we have scumbags in New York, and the scumbag Sullivan Act, which is a racist act that restricts your right to self-defense. He wanted to know where she stands, because he knows that prosecutors have and judges have lots of discretion. You could come before the court, and she made up this crap about going home and getting a gun. I'm very excited.
I know.
He said, look, do you have a right to self-defense? Because America, and your listeners in Spain, hi, how you doing? She doesn't believe that you have a right to defense. Barack Obama doesn't believe you have a right to self-defense. She believes what he believes. So I was just astounded that this came up. But you'll see the incorporation will come before the Supreme Court, because one circuit said yes, one circuit said no, and it's extremely important because it's written in the Constitution and it applies to every other tons of other laws. And if you'll just give me 30 seconds about Iran, I read something in National Review that disgusts me. And you're going to say, well, this was a conspiracy theory. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's the truth. IBM made the computer system that allowed the Nazis to track the Jews and give them the tattoos with the numbers. That's the truth, America. IBM, they use technology. The Chinese in Tiananmen Square, they use camera technology and the cameras that are in your streets to focus in on the dissidents, and they went and killed them and their families. I just read today that Siemens Electric and Nokia, the Finnish phone company, gave the Iranian mullahs the technology to block the phone call, so that while the Iranian people were trying to say, help us, America, this is what's going on, these scumbag corporations stopped it. And my reason I bring all this up is when it happens here, okay, they'll use the technology. They were the dissenters, the people in the streets were trying to say, look, this is what's really happening. And corporations, from IBM with the Nazis to the Tiananmen Square and the cameras that you have on your streets, America, and New York City, and the Nokia phone companies shutting these people down. You see, they're not on your side. I want to fight for the people, and I really wish I could fight for them. I'm not trying to be a tough guy, big mouth here, but it's just disgusting. And I say to all of those politicians, those people that are lining up against us, screw you, screw your laws, and America, get ready to defend yourself. I love you, Kate. Thanks.
All right. Mark is armed and ready, as he says. When he talks about the Second Amendment, he is rather passionate, and, of course, technology, because he believes too big brothery out there, obviously. And in New York especially, you know, they're talking about all the cameras that they want to install, and they already have them. And, of course, you could even go to as far as the red light cameras and all that sort of stuff. Now, I, for one, am definitely not a conspiracy person, because I don't want to live in a box in a hole and have a miserable life and not be able to ever look out and see some of the great things that are in front of me in the United States. But he does make some good points, and the point is that you should be aware of what's happening around you and question it, because I think what happens is people don't question, and we've seen that before in history, and when there's no questioning, that's when things get slipped past you, and you have no idea what's
all of a sudden gone that you had, these rights, these freedoms, have suddenly slipped away. Like I said, if you read your history books and you go back, you could look at certain empires and you can see the very same thing that has happened in different ways to them. So don't get lulled into that sleep. I would absolutely agree with him on that one. And the healthcare thing is the first step, is one of the big steps anyway in that, because what the president says is you're deferring reform, and that's what you're doing. You're defending the status quo. But if you look closer, the problem is in trying to slow cost increases and bring coverage to 50 million people that are uninsured, it sounds great. Oh, fabulous. But then when you dig further, how do you pay for it? Who's going to pay for it? What happens to you at your job? How much more are you going to have to pay for it? What happens if you work in a small company and they are forced to insure you and they can't afford it and they close down? I mean, the doom and gloom scenarios, definitely out there for some of the things that are in this bill, because it just will not be feasible. I guess what will happen is you'll just have to be a 1099 employee, and that's what will happen to a lot of folks. They'll find themselves in that situation that it doesn't matter anyway, because it's going to change how the taxes are for them. They'll be like a contracted employee. This $1.5 trillion plan, it's in picking up this tab, the employers, the wealthy, et cetera. And in the Senate, the Health Committee, it was 13-10. That was the party line vote that advanced the measure that would require the health insurance and the employers to contribute to the cost, but at what cost? Another Mark listening to us in New York. Mark, we're up against it, but you have a couple of minutes. Hello.
Okay, kid. Last year, November, I was in the hospital for 1 week and got one stent put in. They billed Medicare $50,000. And the problem, a lot of nurses are on per diem. They don't even have benefits themselves.
Right.
It's the administrators, Kate. It really is. The administrator at his hospital, I think he makes about $250,000 a year, and he lives on a beautiful home on the lake.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
But, and you can't even bring your own medication. You know, you take it every day, but they want to give you theirs and charge you $10, $12 for an aspirin.
I was just going to say that. The old joke about the aspirin is really true, so you know, yeah.
Yep. $50,000 for one little thing that you could have done in your backyard.
How crazy is that? That's where we're all going to operate on each other. No
yeah.
joke. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. I need to think about that, but it's scary. But this health reform, it's just not right in the way it's worded and where they're trying to take the costs out of and all that other sort of stuff. And you, I think, nailed it, Mark, because where truly is the money going to?
Right.
It's going to the fat cats. They're draining the system. You think they want to change the system? No.
No.
Because they want to still have the house in the Hamptons. They want to still make the big, chunky money. And so do the doctors. The doctors want to make it, too. And, you know, it's the little guy ultimately that gets squeezed anyway. Mark, thanks.
Take care, babe.
All right, flip us an email, americatonight.net, with your thoughts.
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation is Miss